Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're talking about how to actually finish a self-paced online course.
And I feel like this one hits close to home for a lot of people.
It really does. Because self-paced sounds like the dream. You fit it around your job, your family, your life. You go at your own speed.
But then life just fills the gap.
Exactly. The article puts it really well. It says, when nothing forces you to study this week, life happily fills the gap, and I'll get to it becomes the most expensive sentence in adult learning.
That's such a good line. And for anyone looking at a Certificate 4 or a diploma in real estate, we're talking courses that take around 6 to 12 months self-paced. That is a long runway for things to quietly drift.
Right. So knowing that rough time frame actually helps. It turns a vague someday into a real target. Put in a steady few hours a week and the timeline takes care of itself. But wait for a clear month that never arrives and it stretches out forever.
So what's the actual fix?
The article calls it the single biggest lever, setting a weekly rhythm. Pick a fixed time each week and treat it like a shift or a standing appointment.
Not just, I'll study when I have time.
No, because that time never shows up on its own. The point of a rhythm is that it removes the daily decision. You chose once, Tuesday night, Sunday morning, whenever works for you. And now it just happens.
And how long are we actually talking? Because I think a lot of people picture needing a whole day blocked out.
That's the thing. You don't. The article is pretty clear. 2 or 3 solid hours every week beats a heroic 8-hour weekend that keeps getting postponed. Consistency wins over cramming.
That's genuinely reassuring. What about when you sit down and the unit just feels like a wall?
Break it into chunks. Don't face the whole unit at once. Aim to finish one small piece per session. Read this section, draft that assessment answer, review the part that confused you. Small targets get hit. Big ones get avoided.
And those small wins really do add up over a 6 to 12 month course.
That's exactly it. Ticking off a chunk every few days is what keeps momentum alive. The finish line starts to feel real rather than abstract.
Okay, so rhythm, chunks, small wins. What else?
Support. And this is where the article says most people go wrong. You hit a unit that doesn't click, you tell yourself you'll sort it out later, and you never do. The question just sits there and the course stalls.
And then weeks go by and it feels even harder to go back to it.
Exactly. The fix is to ask the moment you're stuck, while the momentum is still there, not weeks later as a last resort.
And with Archer, that means a real person, not a ticketing queue.
Right. An Australian-based support team and assessors with actual industry experience who can explain a unit in plain terms. That matters a lot when you're studying while holding down a job.
Okay, so you've got your weekly time, you're breaking things into chunks, you're asking for help early. What are the last couple of habits?
2 practical ones. First, book your study blocks into your actual calendar with a reminder. A rhythm only holds if it has a place to live. If it only exists in your head, it gets swallowed by everything that does have a calendar entry.
If it's not in the calendar, it's not real.
And second, track your progress. Keep a simple record of which units you've finished and which are left. A list you tick off, a note on your phone, whatever works for you.
Why does tracking actually help though? Couldn't it just feel like more admin?
2 reasons. Seeing the finished pile grow keeps you motivated because progress is visible. And it shows you the finish line, so the course stops feeling endless and starts feeling like something you're clearly going to complete.
So it's not about willpower. It's about giving the course a structure it doesn't give itself.
That's the whole point. The students who finish aren't the ones with endless free time. They're the ones who built the structure. A fixed study time, small chunks, early support, calendar blocks, a tick list.
And what if you fall behind? Because that will happen for most people at some point.
Return to your rhythm rather than trying to catch up all at once. The article is explicit about that. Don't chase the gap, just restart the habit.
That's actually a relief to hear.
Pick your weekly study time before you do anything else, not when you enroll, now.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It's called How to Actually Finish a Self-Paced Online Course. It's worth reading before you start.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online and self-paced real estate training across NSW, QLD, Vic and the ACT, with real Australian-based support throughout. If you want to talk through a study plan, call 1800 069 273.
They'll help you set something you can actually keep.